We are learning with Seftis Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Beis on Aleph, and we are beginning Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis, 2 dots on the bottom, 5 lines on the bottom. It said in the Mishnah that Yevamos She'amra V'Soich Shloishim Yoyim, she says that her husband did not have beer with her, this Yavam, and therefore it's not enough for a get. She needs to use this Chalitza because to tell you to beer is no Yibum. So within 30 days, the Mishnah says that she's believed, and therefore we force him to give Chalitza. After 30 days, she's not really believed. So really, technically, a get will be enough. But since she said, Lo Nevalti, it's Shavi Anafsha Chedicha De Yisura, and therefore she's saying that she's still Aser, Lashuk, and therefore we ask him to give Chalitza. That's what the Mishnah says. Talk to Gemara. Man Tana, the Ad Plois, so we see 30 days is Epis, Ashir, as we see in our Mishnah, what's up, Shah? Because till 30 days, it's possible for him to hold back from having Bia, therefore we believe her. But after 30 days, since it's impossible, we believe him. So, Man Tana, the Ad Plus Vyay Mokuman Inish Anafshay, who's the Tana holds that till 30 days, a person can hold himself back from Bia? Om Rav Yechna, Ramei, it's Ramei, Tanga to the Braisa. Tainus Pesulim, the Loch is beginning with Sechlis Ksubis, there's an idea called Tainus Pesulim, that he could Taina that she was not a Pesula, and therefore she shouldn't get the same Ksuba. Therefore maybe she was Mizana, and he has a taina on her of Taina's Basulim. So how much time do you have after the Chasana to have his taina? So it says, Rameya says, for 30 days he can have his taina, different Rameya. Why? Because maybe he only had beer now at the end of 30 days, therefore he has the whole 30 days to taina Taina's Basulim. Rabbi Yisrael, in this Nistara, if he was Miyach with her, then alter, he has to taina right away. Loy Nistara, he wasn't Nistara, even after many years, he can still tie his Pesulim. So it's from Taisus on one side, there's two machlekes in Rameh and Rabbi Yasi over here. If it's Nistara, so according to Rabbi Yasi, it's La'alter. According to Rameh, you have 30 days. Even by Miyachim, even if they have Yichud, he can hold himself back for 30 days. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes is, by Loy Nistara, which means we don't know they were Nistara, so according to Rabbi Yasi, you still have a Taina. According to Rameh, we always assume that within 30 days, he was meyached and had beer. He couldn't hold back from yichud either for 30 days, and therefore, it would not be possible after 30 days. Like upon him, our Mishnah is our Meir, our Mishnah gives us shia 30 days. So my answer is, no, Rav Amma, fill the time with Rav Yasi, we can say our Mishnah is going to Rav Yasi. Ad kam lekom Rav Yasi ha'asam, elabar u'sasa de gizpa. Rav Yasi only said that the halach is that la'alter, by nistara la'alter, because Amish says you have up 30 days. Rav Yasi says if it's nistara, so then right away. So that's only by our Rusasoi, where he's close to her already. He's already engaged technically with Kedushin for a while. They know each other very well, and therefore it's mistam of them yachet tam habia. Aber eshes achiv, but your brother's wife Mivas Bosminei, she is embarrassed from him. She's embarrassed from him. And therefore, it's very possible that took 30 days, and therefore maybe Rabbi Yasi we mask him to our Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, that why are we being kaif for him to be chaylitz? She walks at the Bez in the Yavam and says, by the way, he didn't have beer with me yet. So within 30 days, she is Neman. So we say, give a chalitza. We force him to give a chalitza. Why aren't we force him to just do Yibam? Why don't we just force him to do Yibam? Force him to do beer. Amar Rav says, the case of our Mishnah is, v'shegita yoytzei mitachas yada. The case of our Mishnah is, that she already has a get. She already has a get. And she's still saying loy nevalti, so the get doesn't help. And therefore, she needs chalitza. That's why we're forced to do chalitza. Because once you have a get, you can't do yibam anymore. She has a get. They already got divorced. So there, that's why we force him to do chalitza. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. On Rav, the kasha Rav, said in the price like this: Yevama she'om Rav Seich Shloishim Yoyim Loi Nevalti. Yevama says within 30 days Loi Nevalti that we didn't have bia. Kiven Shu Oimer Baalti, since Bein Shu Oimer Baalti, Bein Shu Oimer Loi Baalti. Sai, if he says he argues, he contradicts her by saying we did have bia and Bein Shu Oimer Loi Baalti. Either way, Koyfin Oizer Shiachas Lo, which means she is believed, and you force him to give a chalitza. La'achas la'ashrei, if it's after 30 days since they got married, mevakshim menos shiachas lo. We ask him to give chalitza, because there we believe him rather than her. What about a case like this? He amaris nevalti, she says nevalti, which means that the yibum was chal. But who ama loy baalti, and he says loy baalti, hareze yoytze beget. The halacha is that she is believed. This is going on after Shloshim Yom, after 30 days. She says Nevalti. He says Loi Balti. So again, she's believed because after 30 days, Loi Mukum in Hashanav Shei. I raise your get, and that's enough. Hu Amar Balti. He says Balti. He marries Loi Nevalti. And she says Loi Nevalti. Afa Bishachos of Amar Balti. Even though afterwards he is maskim, Tzricha get Bechalitza. You need a get and Chalitza. You need a get because he said Baalti, and after 30 days he's believed. And you need Chalitza because Shavi and Nafsha Chaticha Disuru. Now what's the Kasha? Look over here, what does it say? Tzricha get v'chalitza. It's mashma, until now there was no get. And what does it say in the ratio of this Braisa? That in a case where she says, within 30 days, Lo'nevalti, Kaifanesh Shiachlitzla. So we said before there was a case that she had a get also. What do you mean? Obviously this Braisa don't want a get, because it says at the end of the Braisa, Tzricha get v'chalitza. So it's clear, there's a Kaifanesh Shiachlitzla, even though there was no get. And it's back Shver, why are we forcing him to do Chalitza? Why don't we force him to do Yibam? So the Kash we asked on the Mishnah is Shver on this Brice. And you can't say that Rav's Teretz, Git the Yotzitach as Yodah, because here it says a get at the end. Rav Ami, I have two truths to this Kash. Rav Ami, Tzricha Chalitza and Gita. When it says the end of the Brice, Tzricha Get Chalitza, doesn't mean you need a get. It says, with the get, you still need a Chalitza. That's what it means. With the get, you need a Chalitza. Because in this case, we assume that. That since she said Lo Nevalti, it's Shavi Nafshich Lichi Yisuru. So Rav Ami is saying Tzricha Get V'Chalitza Lav Dafka. She has a get already, but Tzricha Get V'Chalitza Ma Get. Rav Ashi is a different teretz. Rav Ashi Omar Hosom Get Lizik Hosoi Hocha Get LeBiyosoi. Rav Ashi is a new teretz. It's the get that Rav was talking about that he gave since they didn't have Bia, so that get is considered like a Get Lizik Hosoi. All that get to Zoif is that it makes them usher to do Yibam. Comes puzzle, but it's not enough of a get for the bia, because there was no bia. So here you need another get libi asa. You need a get for the consummation of the yibum. That's what you need a get. So tzricha get bechalitza, because in this case we don't believe anymore that loy baalti, and we think baalti. Therefore, you need a real get. A get lizikasa is not enough. A get just to pass is not enough. You need a get libi asai, and that's what it means. Tzricha get bechalitza. The kasha was that you didn't have a get. Teresa Vati had a get. And the get to zoif is that they're possible yibum. That's why the Gemara's kasha is be kaifel yibum. You can't. She has a get. But that get wasn't libi asai. Therefore, if in a case where you prove that there was a bia, you need another get, a get libi asai. So Gemara brings down a maisa. Hainu shnei moidim. There were two moedim, which means they right now the moed loy nevalti. But beginning he had said baalti, it was after 30 days. So also those kind of the rava. So really, this case the Brice says you need get and chalitza. Also kind of the rava. I'm lu rava chalutza l'vashar l'tigra. Just give chalitza, that's enough, because rava said look, he was chayzer. They're both in loy baalti, so there's no yibum. So you don't need a get. All you need is chalitza. All you need is chalitza. I'm le rav shravi the rava. V'atayin shirich gev chalitza. The Brice says you need gev chalitza. I'm le tanya. If it says the Brice like that, then I'm wrong. So like upon him, you see here that, like the Braisa, they needed both. What's the halacha of the tzara? Which means like this. There was a Reuben was married to two wives. And Reuben died. Shimon married one of the wives. Okay? And then the other wife goes free. She went and did a shidduch somewhere. After a while, the Avama comes in and says, Lo Nevalti. Right? Now, after 30 days, for example, after 30 days, there, she needs a chalitza now. So, cool, she made herself aser. Is that enough to ask the tzara or not? Now, because, so you answer, what are you talking about? Since if we're kaifin and mavakshin to give chalitza, that makes the tzara aser? So let's analyze this. So Bishlama, the case of a vaccine, which means after 30 days, there we understand why the tzara is not aser. Because why is the tzara not aser? Because there's a chazaka that they had bia, and therefore there definitely was a yibum. She definitely mutl shuk. Why did she need a chalitza? Because shavi anafsha chaticha de yisura. She made herself aser. She's not going to make the tzara aser. That we understand. But the problem is, lashon of the Gemara is chipneishanu kaifin umevaksin tiyasa tzara. So Rashi, what does it mean kaifin? Rashi says, even if it's within 30 days, where there's a case where kaifin chalitza, because we believe her, even then the tzar won't be us. Why not? Let's see Rashi and tzar. Why not? Based on a kaifin of action, l'tzarcha, the iish avisa nafsha, l'nafsha chadicha yisura, nesra tzarasa, vadloy mitzura. Why? The chazaka hakaines es isha boyal l'altar. Hakaines is boyal l'altar. So Rashi is always saying new svar here. There's a chazaka l'altar, which is not like the Gemara before. which Tosis asks on Rashi. It's very schwer, and Tosis wants to learn that after we have 30 days for that reason, because with the 30 days maybe you are Neman. Tosis, the Miltai says, "Amai shari yitzaras b'seichloshim shloishim." I iugufa ki amr nevalti b'seichlam abaye chalitza. The kolshekin tzarasa like kim lebi lekamaisa shlonoyis v'hizda. Tosis asks the kasha. Like upon him, Rashi here throws in a curveball about kaifin. Because he learns the word kaifin, it's a must mean, even with 30 days. Even then, it won't be asked, it won't ask the tzara. Because there, that, for that much, we have a chazak ala alta. Hakapanim was blind with that aura that Tosis asked Rashi, Hakapanim, but that's what comes from our Gemara. Comes from our Gemara is, within 30 days, usually she's Naman, therefore kaifin. After 30 days, she's only has Shavia, Lenafsha, Chatechesur, and therefore Mavakshim. Like Avid Tzara, Gemara is worried that both cases, the tzara is mutter. We rationalize the sugya. Both cases, tzara is mutter because she is not neman to pass the tzara. We go with the chazaka that they probably be altar, and therefore she was patel shuk because the even was mekuyim. Zok the mishnah vayte, the gemara vayte. The mishnah said that halacha vayderes hayna, and we're going to have first a different gemara, and then we'll come back to bring a raya from the case of our mishnah. Tanan also, berishayna we learned in the mishnah. It's the mishnah in the Dharam. There are three nashim who could demand a get, and not only that, usually when an isha demands a get, she doesn't get the ksuba because no one asked her to go get a divorce. But in these three cases, not only does she could she demand a get, she gets the ksuba. What are the three cases? Ha'imeres temeya nilach. One thing she says is she's an isha's kain, and she says someone was ma'anis her. Someone was ma'aneser, and therefore halacha is by an eishes kohen. If someone's ma'aneser, she becomes aser. She becomes aser, but she doesn't lose the ksuba because she's oynes. By an eishes kohen, we say it's his mazel that caused it. It's oynes. So there, she's believed, and she gets a ksuba. Case number two is she says, "Hashemayim beini lebeinecha." The Shemayim knows what's going on between both of us. Which Rashi says means "Goli ve'du lefanav she'einecha nizkakli kederech bneyadam." You're not nizkakli. It means not having kashmish. No one else can't have edus on this. The only people know is Shemayim. The only one who knows is Shemayim. So she claims that he's not having beer with her. So she can demand the get, and she gets a ksuba. It's his fault. He's not Shemayim and even Elcha. The third case is she says Natula Anim Nehudim. She makes a shvur, a neder, that she's not going to have hana. She's not going to have hana's beer from any Jew in the world. And since she asked herself. So we see it must be Tashmish's kasha law, and she's a anusa, and therefore she's neman, and she could demand the get with the ksuba. Those are the three cases as in the Mishnah. That was by the beginning, but later on the ladies start taking advantage of this. Chazru loymash loyte ishu nesenas neha ba'acher makakal sabayla. There were people, ladies who like had an eye on someone else, and they have to get out of this marriage. It's a little hard, right? So what do? They demand the get, they get the ksuba, and they go marry someone else, and they make up a story. So the Chazal said they're not neman. Eloi meres tameani elach tavi raya. She says someone's ma'anas her. She has to bring a raya to that. Lidvara hashemayim beinil veinecha yas derech v'kasha. We ask him to be. We ask the husband, you know, try to have beer with her, act like a mensch. That's what we say. Now Agav Tosfos argues on the whole pshat of shemayim beinil veinecha. He argues and he learns that we're not talking about here ein niskak imi. He's talking about ein yarek echetz. That's in the Gemara Darim. But we'll go with Rashi's pshat. The third thing, natula anim lihudim, when she makes a neder that she's not going to have enough from anyone, yofer chelkoi. We will be matter the chelik that says that she won't have enough from everyone, including her husband, and we take off that part of neder. Mushemashtoi. And she could marry with, she stay married with him. And Chitaka, the neder will still be kayam legabi the rest of the Eden. The rest of the people, that will happen. That will still be there. Why?
But you're taking it, they
called him away. Why should we?
She's a crazy neder.
No. Why? Why she have to be moved to other people? Okay. She has a husband. We don't want to. Vagar, it's better. It's better. We'll see in a second. It's better. It's good for Shalom Bayis.
It's not just about.
No, that's what it was. No, Natul meant with Tashmish. Meant with Tashmish, that's what it says in Rashi. Nodrihishloi Tabal Yehudim. So that's what it says. Now, for no reason, she has to be mutter to the Yehudim. As long as you're mutter to the husband, that's good enough. So, Bailahu, what's the halacha? Let's say now her husband Reuven dies. Now, remember, she has another Natul Anim Yehudim, and it's in the Shar Yehudim. So now, she can't do even. What's the halacha? Bailahu, Natul Anim Yehudim, Liyavam Mahu. So what's the Shaila? Mi maska daita demayis baal of nafakam yivim. Does she even have a havmina that's going to happen? And therefore, her neder includes the yavim by loy. Like Rashi explains, when she makes this neder, she doesn't mean to ask on the whole world. She means to ask on anyone that could technically be mutter to her one day. But her brother's wife, her brother-in-law, which is her husband's brother, that she doesn't ever have a minute to make a neder on him because he's asar, it's eshazach. So therefore, the neder was never chal on him. She did this for shalom bayis reasons, like Rashi says. She wanted to show how much she was going to stay with him and no one else, and therefore he said, I don't want to have shechas to anyone else. But he was not part of neder. She never had a havamina. Or she does think of such a scenario that her husband will die. And therefore, her neder did include the yavam. That's the question. Did the neder include the yavam or not? Me mask the mice pile of an offlake. Even Allah. Ravam yavam ain't a kabal. Rav says they don't have to be made for it. It's not like the baal, and he had no havamina. She had no havamina. She's been mutter to the yavam, and therefore the neder never included the yavam. Shmuel says, no, the yavam is like a baal, and it needs ha'afara. So, like Rav and Shmuel. Omar baya kavosu the Rav Mistavra. Bring a rive from our Mishnah. Now we know why I came to the sugya for our Mishnah right here. It's a rive from our Mishnah, like Rav, that a person does not have das on the yavam. Why? It's not. Listen to the Mishnah. Hanideres anah miyavam v'chaya baala. What's the halacha if someone is nideres anah, and miyavam, this means for stam different things, not beer. She says, you know, I don't have any shaykh to my brother-in-law. This she says in her husband's lifetime. And then her husband dies. We force him to do chalitza because it's not her fault. She didn't think of the scenario of Yibam. Then Isa the Maske Adaita, if she thinks about the scenario of Yibam, so then Mevakshim Mebayalei. Then we shouldn't force him because here she had a mind for him. If she thinks of Esther's scenario, then she had a mind for him. And the loch is mevakshim, like the Mishnah says, then. Where it happened after Misa, it says that if after Misa she makes a neder not to have enough in the yavam, then it's only mevakshim, but it's not kaifim. So it's a raya that, like Rav, that you don't think about the yavam v'shas when you're married to your husband. You don't think about the brother-in-law. Someone says, no, maybe you do think about the brother-in-law. She had children in the case of our Mishnah. She has children ready. The kuli ha'ile maska daite. She's not going to think her children will die and her husband will die. So, for the Gemara, if ein lebanim, what's the halacha? My mevakshim. If ein lebanim, even if she's neider bechaye bala, then it's considered on the she had das on the yavam and she mevakshim. Mevakshim to give chalitza not kaifin. So, adatoni in meskaven lekach. It says in the Mishnah that she has kavana for the yavam. I feel bechaye bala mevakshim menu. She achas law. It says in our Mishnah that if she has a kavana bechaye bala, then it's only mevakshim not kaifin. We ask him to give chalitza on force because this was her fault. Lifigus v'dida. Why don't we make a chilek in the same case? Medvarim murim shesh labanim. Only she has children. Ve'in labanim mevakshim. By the bottom, there's a vaksim because there she has das. El Shvami Noah, there is no das whatsoever. When your husband's alive, you don't think about marriage with the yavam. Shvami Noah, loish noah, yesh labonim, loish noah, in labonim, kaifin, oisai, karav, we force him like Rav, Shvami Noah, because she doesn't have das on the death of her husband and to marry the yavam. So you're going to ask me a kash like this, so why does it say, so why taka is a case of a deris hanam miyavama? Why can't you then do yibum then? It was saying now that when she makes a neder, she doesn't think of like bia with the husband, with the yavam. So when she made a issa hana of not like going the grocery shopping for her brother-in-law, so why does that include bia? Because you're never having it for the bia. So they're starting to ask the kash, and they say, no, abada, it doesn't go for bia. But since she asked all hana from the yavam, she can't get married to him. Because in Adam Dar, benachash, you can't live together with someone who's not going to take care of anything you do, and therefore we have to have chalitza. Hadrin, Allah, Perak, Beis Shammai, B'li Neder, for those that finished it.